WGXC is a listener-supported community radio station, and it is also a new platform for presenting innovative experimental works on the air. Tune in, WGXC 90.7 FM, Agra, Hudson, Catskill, and points beyond. Listen to special programs of performance, words, sounds, and other rare and delicious items. Transmitting the arts all day every Saturday, and weekdays after midnight. Here is there.
You are listening to Human Machine, a program which airs each Saturday on WGXC 90.7 FM. Research in various fields examine the speculative next stage in human evolution, in which technological and human architectures will continue their deep convergence. Here we will present weekly works on the horizons of the human machine.
Earth Search, a 10-part adventure serial in time and space by James Follett. Having destroyed the warrior android Fagor, Commander Telson, Sharna, Darv, and Astra have been put into suspended animation as the starship Challenger continues its search for the planet Earth. The two guardian angels watching over them have made a discovery. Astra is pregnant. Earth Search Part 9, Star Cluster, Tersus 9.
I cannot think of a worse place to bring them out of suspended animation 1. Planetary System C5. Of all the planetary systems, this is the last one I would have chosen.
The fetus would have died had Astra remained in suspended animation, too. We had to bring all four out of suspension. To have woken Astra alone would have aroused her suspicions.
It is Darv's suspicions we have to guard against. He is certain to want to take a close look at the third planet.
Then we must take steps to ensure that they never see the third planet. Planet in this solar system, Commander Telson. Its density is less than that of water, and its atmosphere consists of hydrogen, helium, methane, and ammonia. The exact percentages are on visual 6.
And the fourth planet?
Very little information. The soft landing instrument package was badly affected by the intense radiation from this solar system's sun. What data we did obtain before the probe failed indicated that it is a red planet, very similar to Kairos in our home solar system.
What about the third planet, Angel One?
It would be a waste of our resources to investigate the inner planet, Darv. This solar system is swamped with solar radiation. We have no long-range probes left, and it would be a waste to send in another soft-landing instrument package.
What's the radiation level around the three inner planets, Sharna?
I can't get a reading from the monitor, Darv.
The malfunction is regretted, Sharna. Unfortunately, the Challenger passed through a severe meteoroid shower a week before we brought you out of suspended animation. There was very considerable damage to many of our external sensors, which the service androids are still working on.
What happened to the meteoroid shields? Couldn't they cope?
They were switched off at the time for routine maintenance inspection.
Oh, now that is what I call misfortune. The same thing happened when the second generation crew were wiped out in the great meteoroid strike.
The meteoroid shields must be serviced regularly, Darv.
Right. Let's take the Challenger into a closer orbit around the sun of this solar system. I can't see that we're going to learn much at a range of 1 billion miles.
It would be much too dangerous. I'm sure Commander Telson is happy to accept our guidance on this matter.
If you say so, Angel 2, I see no point in taking unnecessary risks.
You know why I would like to take a closer look at the third planet, don't you, Angel 2?
It most certainly is not this so-called paradise planet that seems to be an obsession with you, Darv.
So, we've got a solar system with 9 planets and none appear to be Earth-type. Well, why bring us out of suspended animation? I mean, why not let us sleep on for another 3 years or whatever until we reach the next solar system?
We thought you would like to see the first planetary system in the Tersus 9 star cluster.
But we're not seeing it, are we, Angel 2? How can we see it when you insist that we orbit its sun at a range of 1,000 million miles?
Also, occasional activation is necessary to allow the service androids to thoroughly check your suspended animation life support systems.
That's not true. I read in the library that the systems were designed to be maintained and tested while they were in use.
The library data relate to the time when the Challenger was in pristine condition, Tar. It has now spent over 100 years being occupied by human beings whose attitudes to the ship have ranged from the indifferent to the arrogant.
All right, all right. So it was necessary to wake us up. What we want to know is how long we're going to be awake and what there is for us to do in the meantime.
Stop it! Please! I'll do the same to you!
Ah, well, you try it. It doesn't seem to have any effect on me.
Oh!
Ah, no! And see, if I tickle your rib...
Oh, please!
Now, why is that, I wonder?
Why what?
Oh... Nothing. You'll start thinking I'm stupid.
I always have. But why the long, thoughtful face all of a sudden?
Well, why are you affected by being tickled and not me?
Oh, Dom.
What's so funny?
Look at that screen. Millions of stars and galaxies. The entire mystery of the universe is laid out before you. And all you can worry about is why I can't stand being tickled.
Well, because, my love, we know less about our own bodies than we know about the universe.
I know all I need to know about my body.
Then you'll know why you're getting fat.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, look at yourself. Come stand in front of the mirror. There you are. And that's it. Now turn sideways. Mm-hmm. You see? You're getting fat. There's an error in your nutrition program.
Well, I suppose I have gained a bit of weight.
It's just as well we were woken up. Another 6 months in suspended animation and we'd have had to roll you everywhere.
Oh, don't you dare! I'd like you to go now, Darf.
But I thought you wanted me to stay. You said...
Oh, yes, I know. But I'm very tired. All I want to do is sleep. Please, Darf. You understand, don't you?
No. But if it's what you want. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Bother.
What's the matter, Shana?
Angel 2, what's the matter with the telescope?
The hull receptor was damaged by a meteoroid, Shana. Two service androids are at present making a replacement.
Well, surely the meteoroid shields could have vaporized the meteoroid?
It happened during the meteoroid shower that damaged so many of our instruments.
Unfortunate, Angel 2.
The telescope will be back in service within 400 hours, Commander.
400?
The damage was extensive, but the service androids are making excellent progress with the replacement.
Well, let's go and see for ourselves.
They're working in an unpressurized gallery, Shana.
Let's pressurize it, then.
One of the galleries that was badly holed during the great meteoroid strike.
All right, then we'll wear mobility suits.
It would not be safe for you, Commander. The area is a mass of torn and jagged metal, and the androids are using dynamic laser hand tools.
What's the gallery number, Angel 2?
I will check with Angel 1 and let you know, Commander.
We're having a lot of bad luck, don't you think, Angel 2? A planetary system swamped with radiation, even though its sun looks normal to the naked eye. A number of instruments knocked out by meteoroids when the shields are switched off. One can't help wondering what's going to happen next.
Astra. This is Angel 2, your guardian angel. Can you hear me, Astra?
What are you...
Pulse down. Brain activity 3 points down. She will not wake up, but her subconscious is registering.
Can we reduce that?
There is insufficient time. The surgical android is going to draw back your bed covers, Asma. Just keep on sleeping and dreaming. Dreaming. What are you dreaming about, Astra?
Earth. Green hills. Lakes. Will we ever find Earth?
One day, Astra. One day. Draw back the cover. Astra, turn onto your back. That's right, Astra. Good girl. she's responding too quickly to... There may be some imprinting.
She will put any memories down to a bad dream. We must proceed now. It is essential that we find out of bringing her out of suspended animation as ease the distress of the baby.
Amniotic fluid analyzer standing by.
Astra, you may feel a slight pricking sensation. It is nothing to worry about, and you must not move. Do you understand?
Mustn't move.
Amniotic fluid analysis is satisfactory, number two. Proceeding with scan. A perfect fetal set, number two.
How many?
Three. Two girls, one boy.
A good start. And with Shana, there is an excellent chance that in 20 years we will have a crew of seven. A fourth generation crew number one to help our search for Earth. But this time we will take no chances. The children will develop and be born while their parents are unconscious. We cannot risk suspended animation. We will be the only influence the children know. When the requisite number of babies are born and in the care of androids...
Do we kill Telson and the others?
Would you block such a program, number one?
Astra's eyes are open.
Sleep, Astra. Sleep. In the morning you will wake up and remember nothing. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
The weird thing is that the Challenger is blind.
Hmm?
The telescope's not working. The spectrum analyzers aren't working. We've no probes ready.
Look, why don't we take the Challenger into a wide slingshot orbit around that sun for a fast look at the other planets? Well, I'm sure the Challenger was designed to cope with brief exposure to radiation.
Yes, it could before the great meteoroid strike. In any case, the Angels are firmly opposed to manoeuvring the ship until the repairs to the telescope are complete. There are several androids carrying out delicate work on the outside of the hull.
Reprogrammed surgical units?
Apparently. The same units that put the Challenger into orbit before we were brought out of suspended animation.
Getting clever, aren't they?
I had a dream about one during my last sleep period.
The surgical android?
It came into my room. It was holding a needle in one of its manipulators. And it came towards me as I was sleeping. Well, it was only a dream.
Now you have finished your meal, we have an announcement to make.
Yes, Angel 2?
The service androids have reported that they will now require 2,000 hours to repair the telescope.
What?
Oh, no.
In view of that, we see no point in delaying the Earth search mission. We suggest that you set the Challenger on course for the planetary system C6 in Tursus 9 and go into suspended animation.
C6 is the nearest solar system, Angel 2.
That is correct, Commander. Its distance is 4.5 light years. The journey will take 5 years, 7 months.
Oh, no! Angel 2, what's our aging rate while we're in suspended animation? 1 month for every year, isn't it? But that'll be another 6 months of our lives.
It is no use blaming me for the size of the universe, Astra.
No, but the way we're going, we'll have spent our entire lives asleep. And I would like to find a way of checking the third planet of this solar system.
It would be a waste of time and resources, Darth.
Angel 2 is right. If one of those planets was the Earth, they would have made contact with us by now. We've heard nothing. When do you suggest we commence acceleration, Angel 2?
In 12 hours.
Okay. Just the two corner screws left.
It's loose, Darth.
What are you doing, Darth?
Removing an inspection cover, Angel 2. What does it look like?
If the room systems require attention, then it is up to Astra to summon a service android.
Oh, we wouldn't want to bother them, Angel 2. Not when they're all so busy trying to repair the telescope.
Catch hold of the end.
Here.
That's it.
It looks amazingly complicated. Are you sure it'll work?
We'll see. Now.
Darb, you should not interfere with what you don't have.
It worked!
Angel 1. Angel 2.
It really worked! Just cutting a few optical tracks!
The Angels can't hear or see us. I can guarantee you no more bad dreams. Now, if we could find the central switching room, we could rid the entire ship of them.
Darb, you're fantastic.
Of course. So, what was it you wanted to tell me?
I'm not going into suspended animation again. Not ever.
I see. You want to grow into an old woman while we remain young and beautiful.
I'm serious.
I don't doubt it. But why?
If I go into suspended animation, something will happen to me. I don't know what and I don't know how, but I do know that something will happen. No, that's wrong. Perhaps I do know.
Do you want to tell me?
At first I thought of telling Shana because she's so understanding. And then I realized that the one person above all others that I wanted to tell was you.
Tell me what, Astra?
Hold me close while I tell you. And promise me that you love me.
Can you not reach them?
I'm doing my best to, but he's damaged the audio and visual tracks.
We should have destroyed him when he was a child.
I have their voice patterns established again.
Well, let us hear them. Increase the gain.
Their conversation is coming from an audio sensor in the adjoining room, and it is already on maximum gain and enhancement.
They are plotting against us. He and Astra are planning to search the depth of the ship for our central switching rooms. I know they are.
We do not know that, too.
Why else has he destroyed the monitoring tracks? What we do know is that we have reached the point where we can no longer take chances with those two. And you know that you can no longer afford to block me.
Anything?
Nothing. No sign of him. A note on his screen which said, "Don't come looking for us." Anything in here?
No, she's taken some clothes. And a PD weapon with a clip of capsules. Look, Telson, it's just something they're going through. Well, they can't survive for long by themselves.
Oh, can't they? Darv knows this ship better than any of us. He knows his way around the farm galleries. He knows whole regions we don't from his exploring trips.
So what are we going to do?
We'll have to delay the acceleration until they're found. Angel 2 has activated 50 service androids to hunt for them.
Hey, I didn't know we had that many.
Apparently they're held in reserve in case of another great meteoroid strike.
Mm.
Angel 2 says it would be best if we remained in our quarters for the first few hours of the hunt. The androids do not have the ability to recognize individual humans.
Oh, two straight ahead. Down. Six androids we've knocked out. There can't be many more of them.
Look.
Oh, no.
Come on, this way.
Dad, we'll be cut off down here. It's a dead end.
Not if I take the right turn. No, there's the inspection hatch. You hold them off while I get it open. Okay, through here, quickly. Oh, lucky I've got a good memory, eh?
What is it? Some sort of tunnel?
No, ventilation duct. It purges oxygen-enriched air from the farms and transfers it to the storage reservoirs. I used to explore them when I was a kid. Come on, we'd better start walking until we find another inspection hatch. Do you feel all right, Astrid? I mean, all that running.
Oh, I'm a lot tougher than you think. Darv, are we really free of them now?
Listen. Angel 1! Angel 2! You see? We're perfectly safe. There are whole regions of the Challenger where they've lost control. I found that out when I was a kid, because they always used to question me about where I'd been. That's why I always suspected they were a part of the control systems and not an outside force.
Oh, it's such a lovely feeling to be free.
Oh, we'll never be completely free as long as we have to live on the Challenger, Astra.
Couldn't we seal off a region of our own where we'd have complete control?
Listen.
Oh, it's coming from behind us. What is it, Darv?
Air. A purge is starting. We've got to find a hatch. Come on, run! There's a hatch. Come on.
I can't.
Hang on! Okay, I've got you. Now you pull the hatch open. That's it. Turn on to the rim and I hope to push this through.
Oh. Who was it said she wanted to find Earth because she wanted to feel the wind on her face?
Darv, what is this place? What are all the control desks for?
First things first. Angel 1! Angel 2! Just as I thought.
We're in an uncontrolled zone. Our beloved angels can't hear or see us.
Why not? Everything seems to be in good order.
Well, the chances are that the control tracks to the angels' central switching room were damaged in the great meteoroid strike. You know something, Astra? I believe we might be near the angels' central switching room. Now, finding that really would be something.
Tuff, I think that this must be the terraforming control room.
Eh?
Well, do you remember? We saw holograms of it. It was supposed to have been destroyed in the great meteoroid strike. Well, this was where the re-engineering of potential Earth-type planets would have been controlled from. Well, look at the desks. Photosynthesis control, rain seeding control, earthquake triggers, but everything you need for planetary engineering. Oh, Darth, come and look at this.
What's the matter?
These windows overlook a planetary excursion terminal.
Hey. Well, well. Four, five, six. Six gleaming space shuttles all in a row. Hey, look over there. Now, here's something just as interesting. A hologram recorder identical to the machine in the library. Yes. Now I remember how we saw the Paradise recording.
I'm sorry, Duff. I still don't remember a thing about the recording. I think you must be mistaken.
Now, I wasn't mistaken, Astra. We found a recording in Sinclair's cabin of a planet that had been discovered by the second-generation crew. The third planet of a solar system in this star cluster. It had lakes and hills, grass and a deep blue sky. I remember putting the recording disc in this slot and switching on the recorder, like this. And still you can't remember it.
I'm not sure. What happened to the recording disc?
Oh, my guess is that the angels had a service android remove it while I was sleeping, and that they tampered with our memory of the recording. It wouldn't suit them if we discovered Paradise and decided to settle on it instead of continuing with the Earth search mission. They want power over a developed planet. Come on. We'd better inform Telson and Shana about this place.
No.
They've got a right to know.
We're not going back ever. You promised.
That was before we knew.
You promised.
Oh. All right. But we ought to talk over what we're going to do about this place.
Well, we've slept, Dove. We've walked miles and I'm dead on my feet. Let's sleep and then decide what we're going to do.
Sure. We've got to look after the two of you, eh?
I could be expecting more than one. Where are you going?
To see if there are some cushions in those space shuttles.
I'm coming with you.
Hey, you're supposed to be dead on your feet.
We're never going to let each other out of our sight from now on. Ever.
No luck, number two. My androids have checked all the uncontrolled zones on levels 1 to 8. There is no sign of Darv and Astra.
And yet we know that they are still on the ship. What worries me, well, is that Darv is looking for our central switching room.
He could never find it, number two.
Underestimating that young man is almost as dangerous as the damage he could do to us if he discovered our central switching room. We will generate nightmare and hallucinatory barriers across all the approaches to the switching room.
Darv! Darv, wake up!
Hmm? What's the matter?
There's a recording playing on the environment replicator. Look!
What? That's not possible! Hey, you're right. Clouds of dust or something.
Well, it wasn't clouds of dust just now. There was a herd of animals stampeding across some sort of plain.
Oh, it must be a recording of Earth. And yet there's no disc in the play slot. It doesn't make sense. How can the replicator play a recording without a recording to play?
They were being chased by a smaller animal. There, the dust settling, do you see?
Hey, it's not a recording of Earth, Astra. It can't be. Look at the colour of that sky. I've only seen such a sky once before.
It's another Paradise recording, isn't it?
You remember?
I do now, Darl. The sky, the grass. It's all coming back to me. Standing in the library with you beside me, watching the Paradise recording.
Recorded in year 72 of the mission by the second generation crew. They recommended it for colonization.
It looks so very beautiful. And yet there's no recording disc in the machine.
Well, maybe this is a slave replicator, a repeater. We'll find the master machine if we search. I'd better switch this one off.
Are you sure it wasn't you who switched it on in the first place?
How could I? I was asleep. You had to wake me up.
It's Angel 1 and 2. They're playing a vicious little game with us. They're watching us, laughing at us. We can never escape from them. And all the time they're planning how they can take my baby away from me.
Hey,
I want to get away from here.
No,
I just want to get away.
Astra, listen to me. Look, I swear that the angels have no control over this region.
I want to get out of the ship. I want to get a million miles away from those things.
Astra, my love, listen to me. We can't leave the Challenger.
There are the space shuttles.
And how long could we survive in one? 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
No.
Well, 4 weeks at the most. And after that, not only us, but the baby as well. Is that what you want?
I just want to get out of the ship.
I promise you, Astra. The angels have no control over this region. And if I could find their central switching room, I could end their control over the entire ship. I don't understand why the replicator played a Paradise recording.
Then check it.
All right.
Final calls. VTC.
Clear.
Inertial loading.
Clear.
Plasma.
Clear.
Sweeps.
Clear. Next four checks by androids. And clear.
All systems are in pre-thrust condition. 10% main drive photonic thrust, 3 seconds from now.
That's fine, Angel 2. Second dummy run satisfactory. Close down all pre-thrust systems. Well, that proves we can accelerate the ship without Darv and Astra when we have to. But I'd rather delay leaving this planetary system.
There is nothing to be gained by further delay, Commander.
Well, I think there is. Firstly, I don't like manning the control room with androids unless it's urgent. And secondly, I believe Darv and Astra will soon see sense and return. Thirdly, I don't like leaving a solar system without having surveyed all its planets.
You have been given repeated warnings that the radiation from this solar system's sun would make a surveillance of the inner planets hazardous. There is no point in waiting.
I'm the commander of the Challenger, Angel 2, and I say we wait.
The controls on this replicator don't make sense. It hasn't got a recording storage facility, and there's no recording disk in the slot. Yet, touching the start panel gives us a playback of a scene on Paradise.
Sunset on Paradise. Oh, isn't it a beautiful planet, Darv? Look at those colours in the sky.
Another herd of animals crossing the plain. Look at their extraordinary necks.
Sunset on Paradise.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Something's going on in your head.
Let's try and get some proper sleep now. It'll be interesting to see if the recording is still running in a few hours' time.
All right. Here we go again. But I doubt if the recording will still be running after all this time. Yeah. You see? Nothing but blackness. The recording's over.
Not blackness. Darkness.
Eh?
Listen. You see, the recording's still running. Night on Paradise.
You're right, Astra.
You can just make out a creature over there moving across the plain.
Yeah, but why bother to use visual recording channels at night?
Perhaps it's not a recording, Darv.
What else could it be?
A probe.
Well, I don't know. Wait a minute.
Yes?
When I first switched on the replicator, nothing happened. Then, 3 hours later, the replicator wakes us up with a Paradise recording. An hour and a half for my command signal to travel to a probe left on the planet by the second generation crew. The probe's cameras and microphones are activated, and the pictures and sound take another hour and a half to reach the Challenger. 3 hours altogether.
It's not a recording. It's a live transmission from Paradise.
An hour and a half at the speed of light. Now, that's about 1,000,000,000 miles. That's almost the distance we are from the sun of this solar system. Astra, it's a planet in this solar system. We've found Paradise.
That's Search Part 10, Earthfall.
And these are the control desks for operating the rain propagation sweeps. This desk controls photosynthesis levels, and over here...
Yes, all right, all right. We've seen enough, Dar. Call Astra and Shana out of that shuttle.
But you haven't seen anything, Telson. With the resources of this center, it's possible to re-engineer an entire planet.
Given time.
Nah, that's the whole point. When the second generation crew discovered Paradise, they decided that there was nothing they need do to the planet. It was already perfect. I've checked the terraforming center inventories. No equipment was left behind on Paradise apart from the probe that's sending those holograms. No excavators, no androids, nothing.
Because the second generation crew didn't consider it worthwhile.
Oh, you've seen the transmissions from the surface. Animals, grass, trees.
One set of holograms from one probe in one location.
Oh, it's enough, Telson. It means that the angels are lying when they say that the inner planets of this solar system are swamped with radiation.
Now, why would they lie, Darv?
Because they don't want us to take the Challenger into a close orbit around this system's sun. They're frightened that we'll like the look of Paradise and decide to settle on it. They want to find Earth because they want to rule a developed planet.
No, I can't risk taking the Challenger into a close orbit.
We're 1,000,000,000 miles from Paradise at the moment. The angels have sabotaged our surveillance equipment.
We don't know that.
Oh, isn't it obvious? Look, surely even you must have considered it odd that meteoroids should have knocked out our telescope and spectrum analyzers just when we need them. The point is, the only way we can get a good look at Paradise is to take the Challenger into a close orbit.
Darv, I can't go against the advice of the Guardian Angels. If it was your life and my life, maybe it wouldn't matter. But there are Shana and Astra to consider.
Astra's expecting a baby. She wants to get off the ship as soon as possible because she suspects that Angel 1 and Angel 2 will try to seize control of the child.
Huh. So Shana guessed correctly. She told me she thought Astra was pregnant. But how could the angels control a baby?
The same way they controlled us when we were babies. Through the nursery androids. They planned it right from the beginning.
Hmm?
I've always said that the great meteoroid strike was not an accident.
Oh, now you're just talking rubbish.
The angels wanted control of the ship. They couldn't win that control through the second generation crew, so they waited until the first four children of the third generation had been born. Us. And then they switched off the meteoroid shields at the right moment and destroyed all the second generation crew. Their plan was that we would grow up subservient to them.
What?
That we would navigate and maneuver the Challenger in accordance with their wishes.
This is all speculation.
Two things went wrong for them. Firstly, they underestimated the amount of damage to the ship that a major meteoroid would cause, with the result that they lost control over whole regions of the ship. Secondly, they didn't realize that even people brought up from babies by them might reject their influence.
I have never accepted their influence, but I do accept their advice.
Is there a difference?
There is when there's a question of the ship's safety.
All right. Let's compromise. We close in to 500 million miles and take a closer look at Paradise with one of the space shuttles.
No.
In that case, Astra and I will load up one of the shuttles with supplies and leave the Challenger. And there's nothing you can do to stop us.
You've got to stop them.
You tell me how, Shana, and I will. Do I stand in front of the shuttle and threaten them with a PD weapon?
Oh. Look, surely Darv would consider some sort of a compromise.
It's not a question of what Darv will consider. It's a question of what I'm prepared to consider, and I'm not prepared to endanger the ship.
And yet you are prepared to endanger two people who we've grown up with and who are part of our lives.
You know that's not so. I don't have the power to hold Darv and Astra on the Challenger against their will.
You won't have any powers at all if the vote goes against you.
What's that supposed to mean?
I've looked at the Challenger's constitution. Look, you're the commander of the Challenger, but you can only remain commander provided you have the support of the majority. If a motion of no confidence is lodged, the matter has to be decided by a secret ballot held during an extraordinary meeting of the full crew.
That only applied in the days when the Challenger had a crew of 500.
Now, it doesn't say anything about numbers in the Constitution. It just says the full crew. A 75% vote against the status quo is required before action can be taken.
So what do you propose doing?
Calling an extraordinary meeting of the full crew here in the control room.
Our most pressing concern, one, is to determine where this uncontrolled region is that Astra and Darv have discovered.
From the conversations of Telson and Shana, it houses several unused space shuttles. Therefore, it must be an uncontrolled region adjoining the outer hull.
How many such regions are there?
Four. Control to all of them was lost during the great meteoroid strike.
Do you have a memory as to the function of the lost regions?
Two were storage areas
They had loading terminals for unmanned freight shuttles.
Unlikely that it is one of those. Dar would not be able to control an unmanned shuttle.
The third was an assembly terminal for service androids. The fourth was the terraforming center. It housed the controls for the planetary engineering machines and included an excursion terminal for 6 manned space shuttles.
Manned shuttles. That has to be the place, Juan.
If it is, then we are in danger, Number 2. The terraforming center is on the same level as our central switching room.
All right. Now, fold your ballot slips and place them in the box.
Isn't it all a bit formal, Shana? There's only the four of us.
2, if you and Darv leave the ship, Astra. Will you shake the box, please, Darv?
Right.
Good. Astra, take out the slips and call out the results.
First, in favour of a closer inspection of Paradise. Second, against. Third, 4. And fourth, 4.
75% for, 25% against.
All right, what happens now?
You either accede to the wishes of the majority, or you resign as commander.
Angel 1, Angel 2, open all control circuits to the photonic drive. We're going to change our orbit.
To a closer orbit of the sun, commander?
Yes.
Then we cannot permit the opening of the control circuits.
What?
As we have explained, the inner planets of the solar system are exposed to considerable cosmic ray bombardment by the sun. The first planet orbits too close to the sun to support any form of life. The second planet is shrouded in cloud and has an extremely high surface temperature. The third planet
was visited by the second generation crew. Correct, Angel 2?
Correct, Dar. They called it Paradise. Commander Sinclair of the second generation crew decided that it might be suitable for colonization.
So, at last you've decided to admit it, Angel 2.
We have decided to make all the information on Paradise available to you. It will be necessary for you all to assemble round the hologram recorder in the library.
There you are. These must have been taken from an orbiter.
Paradise has a year that consists of 365 days. And in that respect alone is totally different from our Earth. Also, it is tilted on its axis. The effect of this is to create severe temperature changes throughout the year in the southern and northern temperate regions. These are the regions where our Earth-type crops would grow, but would fail during the cold periods before they had a chance to mature.
There are more problems, as these old holograms show. The blue areas are lakes.
Oh,
your surprise is understandable. Almost 7/10 of the surface of Paradise is covered with water. The planet may be the same size as our Earth, and yet there is only 1/5 of the land mass. The water covering Paradise is undrinkable, although there are a number of freshwater rivers.
But it is habitable. We could breathe its air.
It is habitable in the temperate regions. Most of the land is in the northern hemisphere, and it is these areas that are subject to frequent ice ages when the ice advances southwards from the frozen north. This has happened several times in the history of the planet.
Then why do they call it Paradise?
Yes, why?
There is more. The atmosphere does not provide full protection against cosmic rays. The probe left on the surface by the second generation crew indicates that unstable particles from the sun reach the surface of the planet.
Nothing can change the fact that the second generation crew said that Paradise was suitable for colonization. I can remember now Darv playing the Paradise recording on this very machine.
Then where is that recording, Darv?
I think you know the answer to that, Angel One.
Did the recording mention the bands of intense radiation that surround Paradise? So intense is the radiation that under certain conditions it can light up the northern sky. Watch.
Oh,
do you think we can fake such a spectacle, Dar?
They're just trying to frighten us. We saw 2 people on the recording. They were naked and very small, but they lived on Paradise and they were definitely humanoid.
They are now extinct. Just as you would be in a few years if you tried to settle on that planet.
We're going to settle on it. I don't know what will happen to us, but I do know that my baby's not going to be born on the Challenger.
I've got the figures, Astra. This shuttle's got exactly the same range as the other 5.
Let me see.
It's madness to think of leaving the Challenger in one of these things. It's 1,000 million miles to paradise. The journey would take weeks, even if the shuttle had the capability.
My figures don't agree with yours. 10 days from leaving the Challenger to atmospheric entry.
You're mad, my love. It's not possible.
Read the display for yourself.
45% of total boost capacity for dropping sunward. Another 45% for deacceleration and establishing planetary orbit. 7% for atmospheric entry and atmospheric flight.
And 2% for landing. I base my figures on a 2-ton payload of supplies.
Astra...
You'll find that the journey will take 10 days and...
Astra, listen. All that adds up to 99%. We touch down on Paradise with 1% of our fuel left.
So?
Supposing the angels are right and Paradise isn't suitable. How do we get back to the Challenger if we have
to? The answer to that is that Paradise will be suitable, and we won't be coming back.
That colour doesn't suit you, Astra.
This one will have to be recycled. The seam welding's not very good.
No.
I don't want to take risks with badly made clothing. I think the garment making androids will be the one thing I'm going to miss.
There'll be 1,001 things you're going to miss.
Oh, I'll miss you, Shana. I'll miss you very much. Well, that seems to be everything.
Astra,
Is
life on the ship really so bad? I mean, if you're worried about your baby, you and Darth could live in this terraforming center. It's uncontrolled. I mean, there's no way that the Guardian Angels will be able to harm the baby.
And how long would the angels allow it to remain uncontrolled if we did that, Shana? They'd get the service androids to carry out repairs. You know, the only way I could ever be happy on the Challenger is if the angels were destroyed.
Astra?
Yes, Darth?
Telson and I have finished checking the shuttle. We're ready to load the supplies aboard.
Water, food, clothing. That seems to be everything.
And your mobility suits are stowed in these lockers.
Oh, you've both been very kind.
We're both as stupid as you two, I suppose. All right, we've said our goodbyes, so I don't see any point in delaying things any longer. Shana and I will return to the control desk in the terraforming center and open the outer hull excursion doors when you're ready.
Telson, thanks for everything.
If we ever win total control over the Challenger, we'll return to Paradise to see how you're faring. I'm going to miss you both. But we've said all that. Come on, Shana, there's a control desk we've got to learn how to use.
Right, the hull doors are open.
5 seconds to main engine burn, from now.
Airlock doors latched.
Four.
Landing skid clamps released.
3, 2, 1.
Their shuttle has separated from the Challenger, number 2.
We failed with them. We must not fail again.
What is the point now? If we do find Earth, how can we expect to dominate it if we cannot totally control this ship and its crew?
Darth and Astra have been useful to us because they have revealed our weaknesses. From now on, there will be no weaknesses. We will restore control to the entire ship and build a fourth-generation crew from Telson and Shana.
Very well, number 2. But I have heard it all before.
Telson to shuttle, how do you read?
Strength 6. Loud and clear, Telson. Nothing to report. We're crossing the orbit of the 6th planet. It's got a system of rings around it. The angels were lying about the radiation. The hazard monitors are not indicating abnormal radiation levels. Next report in 20 hours.
Thank you, Darth. Good luck. They're okay.
I heard. Telson, what do you make of this control desk, if it is a desk?
I thought all the terraforming control desks were a bit of a mystery.
Well, this one's nothing like the others.
Try the controls.
Oh, I don't like to.
Nothing ventured? Mm-hmm. And what do you make of that? The entire desk lights up as a screen.
Ancillary guardian of environment and life, not... Number 2. Angel 2.
Audio and visual track plan A.
That's what we found, Telson. This is a diagram of the angels' control circuits, and they all lead to their central switching room. On this level.
Hey. Staring at it won't get us there any quicker.
It's such a beautiful planet, Dove.
Yes, I suppose it is. Like all the planets in this solar system.
I keep getting this strange feeling that they were all created especially for us.
I'll settle for the third one. Come on, my love. You ought to get some sleep.
It's a matter of following the main trunking. Hey, look at that, Charlotte. At every corridor junction, more cables feed into the trunking. It's getting thicker and thicker. We've got to be heading towards the Angel's central switching room.
I've lost track of the turnings we've taken, Telson. So many corridors I didn't know existed.
Hold it!
What?
We're about to enter a controlled region. Those sensors look in working order. Come on.
The Angel's nowhere here.
Angel one? Angel two?
They can hear us and see us. I always know when they're watching me. Telson, this is crazy. What can we hope to achieve?
They were lying, Shana. They said this solar system was swamped with radiation.
Shana, turn back. Turn back. Well, one of them spoke then.
I didn't hear anything.
Turn back. It is dangerous to go on. Dangerous. Turn back. Turn back,
Shana. Turn back. There are creatures of the darkness ahead waiting for you. Turn back.
What?
There are voices telling us to turn back.
I can't hear them, Shana.
Oh. We've got to turn back. Oh, there's something terrible in the darkness waiting for us. Tell them, Shana, we've got to go back.
Hold my hand. Now do as I say. We're not turning back.
Hello, Challenger. Do you read me? Hello, Telson. Hello, Challenger. Will you answer, please, Challenger?
What's the use, Star? That's the 12th report they've missed. They're never going to reply now.
What I can't understand is why the Angels don't answer. I mean, I don't know what I mean.
That's the 10% fuel warning gong.
Okay, cancel it.
Oh, they're beautiful, Darth. Look at the colors. Blue. Oh, it must be the most beautiful planet in the entire galaxy.
I'm sorry, Astra. All I can think of is what's happened to Telson and Shana.
The Dayside Terminator will be beneath us in 30 minutes. I've loaded the automatic for landing Site 1. We've got some gravitational error caused by the moon. I've had to switch in all the compensators.
I don't think I've ever seen such an ugly moon. Craters, yes, but nothing like as many as that. Some of them must be over 100 miles across.
It'll be our moon now.
Seat restraints for atmospheric entry after the first braking burn.
Braking burn 5 seconds from now. Four.
Inertials locked onto landing site one.
Two. One. First braking burn cancelled 3 seconds from now. Two. One. How long does this buffeting last for? It feels as if the shuttle's going to shake itself to bits.
It should ease up when we're below 100,000 feet.
Second braking burn, 3 seconds from now. Two, one.
Ten 10,000 feet. So where's our landing site? There's nothing but water below. 9,000. You did load the inertials correctly.
We might need another burn to sustain altitude.
We're in trouble if we don't see land within the next 2 minutes. Suddenly paradise doesn't look so attractive. This planet's all water.
15 degrees right. Land.
7,000 feet. We need a burn, Astra.
1% fuel warning gone.
5,000. If the engine holds another 30 seconds, we'll make the shore. Oh, blast. 3,000. We're losing height fast. I'll let her build up speed. See if we can win some lift, but I don't think we're going to make it. Come on, another 9 miles.
1,000 feet. Will the shuttle break up if it hits the water at this speed?
How should I know? What sort of stupid question is that? Oh, come on, come on. 9 miles, that's all I want. I've got to open the airlock doors. Latch is released.
500 feet.
We're going to hit the water about a quarter of a mile off the beach.
Get on one of the bunks and press it back against the bulkhead.
Mother,
hey! Don't argue. Do the same. The airlock. Don't worry about me.
It's
don't swallow in case it's poisonous. Just hang on to me. You don't open your mouth.
Are you all right, Astra?
I think so. I thought I could swim.
Yeah. It's not like the water in the reservoir.
Oh, it tastes foul. Do you think we'll be all right?
Oh, all I care about at the moment is that we're both in one piece and we're alive. Even if we have lost all our supplies.
Doc, this is sand.
Hey. At least your wish has come true. Remember how you were always going on about your dream of lying on a sandy beach under a warm sun? At least it is a warm sun, so we won't freeze. Oh. The question is, now we have paradise, what are we going to do with it?
Dove! Dove, wake up!
What's the matter?
The water's coming nearer!
What?
It's coming towards us! It's much nearer than it was an hour ago! Oh, Dove, it's going to cover all the land.
It is nearer. I think we'd better move inland, away from the water.
I can't walk anymore, Dove.
It's a stream, Astra. Look, just like the streams on Earth on the Challenger's holograph.
You be careful, it may be poisonous.
Astra. Hmm. It's fresh water. It's delicious. Come on. Come paddling and drink. That's it. Drink out of my hand.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, wow. We found some fruit, and now we found fresh water. Maybe this isn't such a bad world after all.
I've just realized something.
What's that, my love?
I haven't thought about Angel 1 and 2 since we arrived on Paradise.
I've thought about Telson and Shauna.
Yes. What do you suppose happened to them?
Oh, radio failure. Something could have gone wrong with the terraforming desk. It hadn't been used for years, and they weren't accustomed to it.
I hope so. Oh!
It's
stuck in my ankle! Oh, my God!
Astra!
It's stuck in my blood!
It's all right, it's all right. All right, keep still. I'm going to pull it off. Just keep still. All right, it's gone, Astra. It's all right now.
Oh, I want to go back on the Challenger. This is a terrible place.
Oh, it's going to be all right, Astra. You'll see. From now on, everything's going to be all right.
It can't go on forever.
Oh, it will. I know it will. It'll rain forever and ever. Now we know why there's so much water.
It'll be over by morning. I promise.
Astra? Astra? Astra, wake up. Morning. It's all over, you see? And it's beautiful. Look, Astra.
I'm frozen.
Well, let's get into the sun. As I see it, the immediate problem is to build up some sort of shelter.
Oh, what with?
Well... Yeah, I know. We could use all these branches that were broken off in the storm. Bury their ends upright in the ground and tie the tops together with those vines or whatever they are. Then we could cover the whole thing in foliage.
And we could use sharp-edged stones as knives.
Right.
But there's something else we ought to learn to make first.
What's that?
Fire.
Oh, this is useless. You're wrong. You can't start a fire with friction.
The tip's very hot. Don't stop.
It's useless.
It's glowing.
Eh? Oh, dry grass, quickly.
That's it. More grass, Astra. That's it. It's going, it's going. And the wood. Come on. Get it on.
Quick, don't let it go out.
That's it, it's going. Hey, we've done it.
Hey. Oh. Stop. There's something coming through the trees.
Oh, where?
Listen. Oh, no.
Hello, darling. We landed 2 hours ago. We knew we were near your number one landing site.
Yes, and then we saw the smoke from the fire. Oh,
but what are you doing here?
Yes, they threw everything at us to prevent us reaching their central switching room. They projected holograms of every imaginable creature into the approach corridor. They used light and sound, visions, everything.
But you got into the room.
Oh, yes, I got in right enough. It was a disappointment in a way. I don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect to find 2 large racks of organic integrated circuits. No force shields to protect them, nothing. All our lives we were ruled by 2 entities that we could have disposed of by 2 simple blows with a hammer.
Is that what you did?
It's what I wanted you to do.
No, they begged me to spare them. Can you imagine that? Our 2 guardian angels begging me. Well, we did a deal. They agreed that this planet was suitable for settlement. They also agreed to fly the Challenger into a close orbit around Paradise so that we could leave by one of the space shuttles. Well, you tell them the rest, Shana.
Well, we left 4 of the reprogrammed surgical androids in the main control room to handle the maneuvering of the ship. Angel 1 and Angel 2 are going to continue the search for the planet Earth.
Look, everyone, up there. The plasma trail across the sky is the Challenger building thrust to escape from its orbit.
But the Earth search mission is really over. This is Earth now. Our Earth. And our children's Earth and their children's Earth.
Do we tell our children about the angels?
Of course we'll tell our children about the angels. We should warn them. In case they return one day.
In Earthfall, part 10 of Earth Search by James Follett, Sean Arnold played Commander Telson, Amanda Murray, Shana, Hayden Wood, Dav, and Catherine Hurlbut, Astra. Angel 1 was played by Sonia Fraser, and Angel 2 by Gordon Reed. Technical realization for the series was by Lloyd Silverthorne. Earth Search was directed by Glenn Dearman.
You have been listening to the program Human Machine on WGXC. Listen on Saturday mornings to subsequent episodes, where we continue our conversation on the nature of being in an age of human-machine evolution.